Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Oh man.
Yes?
Well, you know, you talk about the First Amendment and everybody gets all uppity on you.
True.
So, not that you can read this, but I got a couple of reactions from my little rant last week. About posting on the message boards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know. Somehow I feel like, well, maybe that's not true. I was gonna say I feel like the Tom Hanks character in Big,
mm-hmm.
and they're like that other dude.
John Hurt's
character, yeah, who tries to introduce this thing, but somehow it's flipped where it's kind of the other way, where it's like Tom Hanks introduces something and they don't get it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Man.
What?
They've got rules.
Well, I understand that. You're right. And they're absolutely right with all the rules.
You just can't go on there, guns blazing, you know.
I get, well, but see, I didn't. This is where I get confused.
You agree to some rules.
No, okay.
According to them, there were some rules, apparently, and you did not listen to their rules.
I guess so.
And you are now banished.
Well, that could be. But see, I don't ever really, anything I write on the board is not anything that's really inflammatory.
Apparently.
But if they take the link and they go to the website,
yeah,
then they get a whole nother story, right?
Yeah.
But actually, what I write on the actual board is really fairly benign.
Right.
It's just a commercial.
Right.
And it's not even a very good commercial.
Apparently not, because they've banned you, apparently.
But then what happens is if you go the next step, right?
Yeah.
Then everybody gets mad, so...
They're mad.
They're mad at me not for what I wrote on the site, right?
Yeah.
They're mad at me for what I've said on my site.
Right.
Which to me means... What? They're trying to keep me down, right?
The man is keeping you down.
I didn't say it on their site. I said it on my site.
I'm telling you.
I guess they have the right not to let me put my site's name on their site.
That's right.
Even though it says Plugola.
Yeah.
And it lets anybody put anything they want on there.
With some conditions.
But see, I didn't put it on their site, though. See, that's the thing.
Yeah, but, you know, that's their thing, man.
Well, whatever.
It's their football, you know?
What's
that? If they get mad and want to take it home,
then they take it home.
They take it home.
Fair is fair. I understand. I was trying, at first I kind of blew the whole thing off, and then I just been kind of like rolling through my head, right?
Yeah.
Because at first I'm like, well, yeah, they're totally right. They have every right to kick me off, right?
Right.
Which is true.
Right.
But then I was thinking, well, I didn't write anything inflammatory or bad on the site.
Right.
And so what they're doing is they're censoring me for what I'm saying on my own website.
Yeah.
Not for what I'm saying on their website.
Yeah.
So, anyway. That's, it's just bizarre.
I don't,
So I was thinking, do we need to have some kind of, like, parental advisory whenever you first get to the site or something?
I don't know. Why don't you invite these people on the show? Oh.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
Miles, bad karma title.
I am what I am.
Yeah, this will be short.
Hey.
So anyway, this is Monday. We normally record on Sunday. And we recorded and everything crapped out in 4 minutes, but it didn't give me any indication that it was stopping. So we just blathered on and then realized that we really didn't have anything. So
maybe it was because of leap year or something.
It could have been, yeah. We missed another cycle or something. So, but I mean, I think it's bad karma because the story you're going to tell tonight, mm-hmm. as well as me just going on and on and on about this stupid, you know, posting and stuff.
Right.
So I'm not even going to talk about that.
Right.
So I just want to have good thoughts. Don't want to talk about anything bad or anything that makes me upset.
Right.
Even though I think it's silly.
Yeah.
And it's a very gray area. But anyway, so, but number one, I want to say that I'm watching Star Wars Clone Wars,
mm-hmm.
and I must say it trumps the last two debacles that have been released to the theaters.
You
right? Oh, yeah. Haven't you watched that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it. I was watching it when I was wearing my R2-D2 cap.
And I enjoyed it, all right.
No, I think it's much better than the stupid two movies here recently.
Yeah. No, it's good.
On the Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
Kicks ass. There's some action going on.
Yeah, Mace Windu, man.
Yeah. You watch it tonight, then?
You probably don't know who that is, but
I don't know who that is?
Yeah.
No, it's, you know. Hey, he's the Black Jedi.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. Mace. Yeah, it's like Shaft. It's Mace.
Shut
your mouth. Yeah, Mace Windu. Yeah, I just like him. That could be some more bad karma there.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing the, doing my version of, you know.
Yeah.
I want to say it's a big kid's table.
Yeah.
That could be some bad karma.
Yeah.
I better not do that. Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Mace.
Bad karma's gonna get you.
He's one bad mother. Shut your mouth. I'm just talking about Mace.
Purple lightsaber, man. Come on.
Get out. Get out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but that's kick ass.
Yeah.
They had the, tonight's Clone Wars had the giant piston machine.
Yeah.
As I like to call it.
Yeah.
Or cool. As they call it, the hammer.
Yeah.
They dropped the hammer in the desert.
Can't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Like MC Hammer?
Yeah, they dropped exactly.
Start dancing.
Sure. Yeah, just because Mace Windu's black, let's bring up MC Hammer.
No.
Let's bring up MC Hammer. Okay, we got to do this really quick, okay? Everybody, this is Bob.
Hey, buddy, Miles.
Now, this will be the third freaking time that we're trying to record this dumb story. Everything just seems to fail after about 3.5 minutes, so we got, like, some really bad karma going on with this Miles story. So, Miles, just get right to the story.
Okay, take three. Miles is at work. A package gets delivered. As he's signing for the package, it's brought to his attention that the package contains the cremated remains of the manager's dear beloved Tony.
So the manager's uncle was delivered to your place of business
yeah.
for you to receive.
Yeah.
Not for them, for you.
Unbeknownst to me, yes.
With no prep, right?
No. No, everyone's gone. Everyone went.
It's no next
lunch.
Day. It's no something fancy. It's like low end first, you know, regular first class mail, nothing fancy.
Right, true. There's no, like, this end up or anything.
So what do you do?
I put it on the manager's desk. I was like, goodbye, Tony. Goodbye.
So goodbye. What did the manager do?
I called him up, and he's like, oh, okay, no big deal. I'll be back. You know.
But they didn't, like, run right in to get it or something?
No.
How long did they wait?
The next day.
They waited the next day. So they left Uncle Tony sitting on the desk for all day.
Yeah.
In a yeah. shoebox or whatever.
Yeah.
So what, is this like plain brown or what?
It was like a kid's box or something, you know.
Like a kid's box?
No, it was like a fiddle faddle box.
Like a kid's box.
No, it was just a box. It was a plain box, and it said, you know, Happy Trails Funeral Home or whatever. And,
that's
you know.
Bizarre.
And here are the remains of Uncle Tony. Which is weird because his nuts came like in a ring box, Completely out of line.
That was terrible. You're talking about bad karma.
I know.
We had, like, all this funny stuff that we said that's not going to be heard ever.
I know.
And all we got left with was my Mace Windu thing in the last take. And then the first take is a rant about being pissed off about something.
Yeah.
And the story gets, it's really a funny story. It gets shorter and shorter, and I don't know what to do. I'm
leaving out like every detail.
It's essentially now about as interesting as a burnt person in a box, really.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't know what to do other than, I mean, this is just so bizarre.
Yeah.
We haven't had that much trouble with this stuff, and now it's all getting all messed up.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think.
Uncle Tony's coming after us.
It could be. I think the ghost of Uncle Tony is messing with the equipment here.
I guess.
Because you probably violated the box somehow.
Violated the box.
That's an interesting hole in the
box. I don't
like
that idea of me violating the box. You know.
I'm going to put this in the manager's office without touching it with my hands or feet.
Oh, my God.
Let me look at my Asian Bride magazine here for a moment. And we'll be ready to go.
This could be my first gay experience.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did your wife say when you come home with a underwear full of ash?
You get a little ash on the side?
Huh? I heard of necrophilia, but this is ridiculous.
I pretended I was a cat.
So what, you put a big steamer in the box?
Oh, my God.
You're Uncle Tony. This is for all the times you called me an ass on the phone when you called in. Gee! The outside says 8 ounces, but this feels like a pound and a half. Who knew Uncle Tony was so into corn?
Oh, my God. Oh, looks like he had nuts on the plane.
Oh, God.
This has just gone downhill. We're going to stop this right now. The other stuff, I mean, it's like progressively gotten to the point where it's just pee-pee and poo-poo and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't it all it all boils down to, I guess, in the end, you know?
We're never going to be on that damn website again.
I don't think so.
We'll never get on there again.
This is the third and final attempt at this.
Yes.
Uncle Tony, may he rest in peace.
Yes. Yes.